Hello, and welcome to the news cycle. It's Monday, October 28th, and Halloween is just 3 days away. First up today, I sat down with Davis Police Lieutenant Art Camacho to discuss crime and safety on Halloween. And after our interview, the perfect Halloween party playlist.
Welcome to the news cycle, Lieutenant Camacho. Can you start by telling me what is unique about crime and safety during Halloween?
Hello, and I want to say that the safety aspect is probably on the forefront of the minds of the police department during Halloween.
And why is that?
And that is in regards to increased traffic, especially in light of pedestrians and young children.
So the fact that there is a lot of young children and parents out on Halloween is a cause for safety concern?
Certainly, because as pedestrians, they then become members of traffic. Traffic is always a concern in the city of Davis, and it is by far the highest casualty and damage-producing item the police department deals with year to year.
Would you say that vandalism increases a lot because of the Halloween holiday?
While I do not know the exact numbers, I can tell you that from experience that vandalism increases somewhat on Halloween. And I'm sure that everybody is familiar with the occasional toilet papering of a home or shaving cream being thrown on somebody's front lawn.
How does the police department deal with those vandalism incidents?
Normally, citizens come forward and report these incidents online.
Online?
Yes, via the Davis Police Department online crime reporting system.
Would you say that vandalism cases around Halloween take up a decent amount of police department time?
Every report that comes in does take up costs and labor to get the attention that it quite honestly deserves. So yes, every report we take, including vandalism, takes up efforts.
Who are the usual perpetrators of TPing or shaving cream related crimes?
Well, one must have to say they're probably in the juvenile age range.
How often does the police department catch the perpetrators of vandalism crimes like this?
Again, I can't give you exact numbers, but in the day and age of everybody being an owner of a camera, which is their phone, things are often quickly reported and investigations lead to the perpetrators.
What does the Davis Police Department wish that regular citizens knew about Halloween in relation to how they can be the most safe on this holiday?
If I could put out a public service message, then it would definitely be in regards to always accompanying groups of juveniles with an adult. Abide by the laws of traffic, using crosswalks, do not jaywalk, dress in light colors, and hopefully have some sort of light source on them, such as a flashlight.
Why do you make these specific recommendations?
I want to refer back to my earlier answer, because quite honestly, one of the biggest hazards we encounter in our community during the holidays, and one of them is definitely Halloween, is traffic, and we want to prevent people from being the victim of a traffic collision of some sort.
Thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you for having me.
Ghosts, monsters, demons, and dragons will all make their appearances this Halloween season. Here are the essential songs to add to the top of your spooky playlist. Lyle Hahn has the story, which was co-produced by Anisha Dekal.
Spooky season is right around the corner, which means everyone is getting ready for their Halloween festivities. Halloween brings tricks and treats, and here's a treat for you, the perfect spooky Halloween playlist for your next Halloween party. The first treat we have for you is Ray Parker Jr.'s Ghostbusters. It was released in May 1984 and was awarded with the Grammy Award for Best Pop Instrumental Performance and the BAFTA Best Original Song Written for a Film. The album is Ghostbusters, original motion picture soundtrack for all you who like the spooky but fun theme of Ray Parker Jr.'s classic Ghostbusting song. Our next sinister slap is Michael Jackson's Thriller. This pop song was released in 1982 in the album Thriller. It was awarded with the Grammy Award for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance. This should be one of the go-to Halloween party songs. Then we have The Monster by Eminem featuring Rihanna. It was released in 2013 as part of the Marshall Mathers LP 2 and was nominated for the MTV Video Music Award for Best Direction and won the Grammy Award for Best Rap Song Performance. Our next Halloween song is Calling All the Monsters by China Anne McClain. This fast-flowing electro-pop song from the album A.N.T. Farm was released in 2011 and will be having your Halloween party guests moving to the beat. A Halloween classic, Bobby Pickett's Monster Mash has been an October favorite since its release in the album The Original Monster Mash in 1962. This holiday song is themed and written perfectly for your Halloween festivities. Sweet But Psycho by Ava Max was recently released in 2018 and is considered pop. You'll definitely be psycho for this sweet song. Lastly, we have Disturbia by Rihanna from the album Good Girl Gone Bad Reloaded, which was released in 2008. It was nominated for the Grammy Award for Best Dance Recording and People's Choice Award for Favorite Pop Song. Now you have some additional songs to scare the socks off your party guests this Halloween season. For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Lyle Hahn.
The news cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Iris Harshaw is the producer. James Cobalt and Dahlia Krause are the assistant producers. And Daniel Ruiz Jimenez is the studio recording engineer. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Davis.